Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update podcast for August 29th, 2024. I am your host, John Lothian. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Correction from yesterday's reference to an FOW story regarding comments from a CFTC commissioner about the TATSA-related fine. Commissioner Carolyn D. Pham is the one who made the statement on TATSA, not Commissioner Christy Goldsmith Romero. My apologies for the mistake. In response to my stupid mistake, I emailed the offices of both commissioners and apologized and posted a correction to LinkedIn and Twitter. And now this correction. I hope that sets the record straight. How tasty was the tasty trade sale to IG? Tom Sosnoff and Scott Sheridan, co-founders of Tasty Trade Inc., sold approximately 65 million pounds, or $86 million, worth of shares in IG Group Holdings PLC, marking their first major sell-off since IG acquired their Chicago-based options trading business in 2021, Bloomberg reports. The sale involved 6.5 million shares, or about 1.8% of IEG's total shares, to institutional investors. The transaction follows a record high close of IG shares at 992 pence. Sosnoff, who held around 14.9 million IG shares prior to the sale, and Sheridan previously co-founded the Think or Swim Group, which was sold for about $606 million in 2009. Germany's stock market has its problems in recent years, but not this year. Germany's DAX index hit a new record, rising 0.8% on Thursday to 18,936.04 points, surpassing its previous high from May 15th, Bloomberg reported. The DAX has gained 13% this year, making it one of the top-performing major Western European indices alongside Italy. It has significantly outperformed France's CAC 40, which has seen only a slight increase, and the Pan-European Stoxx 600, which is up over 9%. This year's rally in Germany's DAX index has positively impacted DAX futures trading volumes at Eurex, reflecting increased investor interest and activity. According to data from Eurex, the heightened activity in the DAX index has translated into higher trading volumes and open interest in DAX-related futures. It is not often I get to journey into the guts of trading systems and look around, but I was asked to promote the Aeron Community Meetup Fall Roadshow 2024. The meetup builds itself as, quote, designed for Aeron users, contributors, and or anyone interested in the latest developments in high-throughput, low-latency, fault-tolerant applications. Aeron is the global technology standard for high-throughput, low-latency, fault-tolerant trading systems, the people at Aeron say. At the meetup, you can network with other Aeron users and contributors, an exclusive club if there ever was one, listen to real-life case studies from guest speakers, and give feedback to the developers and the community. Of course, you will also enjoy some nice drinks and nibbles while participating in the Aeron chair racing. Okay, I just made that last part up, but I do remember Aeron chairs. If you want to see what the New York version of the meetup looked like, you can watch a YouTube version with a link in today's newsletter. Not all meat markets are the same, and New York's is getting a big upgrade. Henyon Premium Butcher Shop, located in Manhattan's Gramercy neighborhood, is revolutionizing the meat market by offering rare and exclusive cuts of Japanese A5 Wagyu. The price is reaching up to $135 per pound, Bloomberg reports. Launched by Jay Kim in July, the shop quickly sold out of its initial stock of nearly 1,000 pounds, showcasing the high demand for its luxury meat offerings. The shop is unique in the U.S. for importing whole deboned Wagyu cows directly from Japan, offering up to 110 specialized cuts. Customers can purchase fresh Wagyu to take home or choose curated sets wrapped in traditional Korean silk cloths designed for gifting. Inspired by Korean barbecue traditions and popular high-end beef spots in New York, Kim's shop combines luxury presentation with exceptional quality, aiming to cater to discerning meat lovers both locally and nationwide. An e-commerce platform for nationwide delivery is expected to launch by the end of September. Veteran journalist Lauren McAutrey is leaving Global Trader / Markets Media to join Euromoney as global head of capital markets, she shared on LinkedIn. She starts in September. We profiled McAutrey in a video earlier after she had joined the trade as editor. Born Tech shared a post on his blog called Optimism with a Dash of Resignation. Derivatives Markets in Europe by Andy Jennings. It begins, quote, earlier this summer, the FIA released a survey of participants in the European derivatives markets, and the findings were an interesting mix of optimism and resignation. The results reflect a healthy industry that sees global opportunities for growth along with promising new technologies to spur innovation that also recognizes the inescapable tide of rising regulatory responsibilities and cyber risks are burdens that won't ever subside. Here in the waning days of summer, let's take a look at some of the specifics before sharing a few thoughts from the perspective of Born Tech. You can read the rest of the report with a link in today's newsletter. Our most read stories from our previous edition of JLN Options were Gary DeWall reflects on his last conference before retirement, insights from Mexico from John Lothian News. Total Energy's unit to pay $48 million over alleged gasoline futures manipulation from the Wall Street Journal. And options point to gains in market that's like a beach ball from Bloomberg. Subscribe to the free JLN Options newsletter with a link in today's JLN. Here's that Gary DeWall video. Gary DeWall reflects on his last conference before retirement, insights from Mexico. Last week, the veteran attorney and Canton senior counsel Gary DeWall headed south of the border for his final conference as an employee of an entity in the financial services space. He attended the Risk Management and Trading Conference produced by the Riskmathics Financial Institute in Mexico. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a message from our friends at FTSE Russell. The Russell 2000 Index brings data-rich detail to the investable small-cap market segment. See the new Russell 2000 Index quarterly chart book for a second quarter 2024 update on index performance, industries, and risks in the small-cap market. The Russell 2000 chart book offers you the ability to drill down on the information and research you value most. View the report with a link in today's newsletter. Here's a story from Fortune. The headline, AI is changing the world and NVIDIA's billionaire CEO Jensen Huang is banking on it. NVIDIA trumped analyst expectations for its second fiscal quarter, and CEO Jensen Huang said the company would continue its strong performance thanks to the world-changing capabilities of AI. The company has profited handsomely from an AI craze that has seen tech giants pour billions of dollars into NVIDIA chips to help power large language models like ChatGPT and Gemini. But doubts remain as to whether these companies are actually making money on AI and whether they can continue their frenzied pace of spending. My comment. For the record, I own some NVIDIA stock. Look for lots of hype in the coming days to diffuse the negative reaction of the stock to the most recent earnings report, where revenues doubled. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg, the headline. Elon Musk's free speech absolutism is supremely flawed. The billionaire's arguments turn the liberal idea of, quote, a free market in ideas on its head. Hardly a day goes by without Elon Musk trumpeting his beliefs in the absolute importance of free speech. He insists that, quote, moderation is a propaganda word for censorship, unquote, that posts should only be taken down if they break the law, and that 1,000 flowers should be allowed to bloom, however ugly. If the social media site that he owns, X, is going to be a public square for the world, he declares, it has to be a free speech platform. Though Musk's posts on free speech have increased in frequency since he got into a fight with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer over X's role in the country's recent riots, there can be no doubt that they represent not only Musk's core beliefs, but also those of Silicon Valley elites. In 2019, fellow tech titan Mark Zuckerberg told an audience at Georgetown University that we should, quote, fend off the urge to define speech, unquote, and only the other day he said that he regretted surrendering to pressure from the Biden administration to, quote, censor, unquote, content related to COVID-19. My comment. They had me at Elon Musk is flawed. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, appeals court raises question over Section 230 law giving social media companies legal immunity. Third U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled TikTok could potentially be liable for recommending blackout challenge video to girl who died. A federal appeals court ruled that a mother's lawsuit could proceed against TikTok over the blackout challenge, raising questions about whether a law that says social media companies aren't responsible for the content its users post. The Philadelphia-based Third U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals revived the lawsuit Tuesday and said a lower court must redetermine if TikTok is liable for the 2021 death of 10-year-old Nyla Anderson. My comment. It looks as if we're going to take a good hard look at this free speech thing. Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our top click item was the registration page for FIA Expo, which returns to the Sheraton Grand Chicago Riverwalk, November 18th to 20th, 2024. Second was the ICE collaborates with Space Intelligence to launch ICE's Commodity Traceability Service, a press release from Intercontinental Exchange. And third was the registration page for Cboe's 2024 Risk Management Conference hosted by the Options Institute in Snowbird, Utah from October 15th to 18th, 2024. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, feuding founders of Two Sigma hedge funds stepping down. Fights between two leaders got so bad, firm decided to disclose them. The founders of mega hedge fund Two Sigma have agreed to step down as co-chief executive officers, resolving a long-running feud between the quant trading pioneers, according to a release the firm is sending to investors. John Overdeck and David Siegel clashed over the direction of the $60 billion firm. Their disagreements got so bad, the firm felt the need to disclose them. Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. The headline, China's international use of renminbi surges to record high. Closer ties with Russia bolster Beijing's efforts to use its currency more in global trade. China's use of the renminbi in cross-border transactions has reached record highs this year as closer ties with Russia bolster Beijing's efforts to internationalize its currency and cut dependence on the U.S. dollar. In July, 53% of China's inbound and outbound transactions used the Chinese currency, according to data from the State Administration of Foreign Exchange, up from about 40% for the same time in 2021. And then finally, one more story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline, Mars $36 billion deal faces Khan's, quote, chocolate oligopoly views. Years before she became the chair of the U.S. Federal Trade Commission, Lina Khan lamented a lack of competition in candy. Her views gain new relevance now that she leads the agency that's expected to take a tough look at whether Mars Inc. should be allowed to buy Cheez-Its maker Kellanova for nearly $36 billion. The largest packaged food deal in years. The tie-up would catapult Mars into the top ranks of the industry behind Unilever PLC, PepsiCo Inc., and Nestle SA. The companies say they have, quote, complementary, unquote, portfolios, and the transaction would help Mars expand snack offerings beyond chocolate. We're grateful for your attentive listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please spread the word about our podcast among your friends. We would greatly appreciate it if you could spare a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or whatever platform upon which you access this podcast. Your reviews play a crucial role in introducing our content to new listeners. Also, if you haven't subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email yet, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.